This hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is proudly presented by Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, Plano, and McKinney, serving the healthcare needs of our community. Our roots are deep, and our commitment is strong. And now, here's our friend Neil Sperry.
Thank you very much, and welcome to our second hour for this Sunday morning. We're glad to have you tuned, and we hope that we can help you with the plants at your place, any kind of questions you might be having. Phone number, lines are pretty much filled right now, but 800-288-WBAP. I'll try to move quickly if we can, and several of you have been waiting very, very patiently, and I may declare a quick ad break and get right to the questions here. Let me move quickly. First of all, our SPCA of Texas dog, we always do it this time, and that dog is Achilles. Achilles is a 3-year-old male boxer Labrador mix, and he is a cute dog. Weighing just 43 pounds with a short, smooth, mostly black coat with a white stripe down his face and white socks on his paws. His adorable puppy face will melt your heart. He's a big sweetheart, loves to cuddle. Sit near him and he'll be in your lap in no time. He loves to be petted all over. He will lean into you for more love. He enjoys going for walks, meeting new people, and doing tricks for treats. He knows how to sit on command, appears to be house-trained as well. He gets along well with other dogs, is very gentle, so he'd be great with kids. If you're looking for an affectionate pup to spend your life with, he is the one for you. Achilles is waiting to meet you at the SPCA of Texas, Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas. To view all of the animals the SPCA of Texas has available for adoption, please visit spca.org/findapet. spca.org/findapet, all together. Just like all the pets at the SPCA of Texas, Achilles has already been neutered, microchipped. He's had all of his age-appropriate vaccines. They invite you to bring your current dog to the shelter for a meet-and-greet before adopting a new dog. Achilles will be waiting for his new forever family to come meet him at the SPCA of Texas, Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center at 2400 Lone Star Drive, west of Hampton. In McKinney, the SPCA of Texas also features dozens of dogs, cats, small mammals, equine, and livestock at the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center, and that's at 8411 Stacy Road, 1/4 mile east of Custer and a couple of miles north of 121. Both of the SPCA of Texas Animal Care Centers are open noon to 6, Sunday through Wednesday, noon to 7, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's today's SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, sponsored by Gutter Helmet. Harvey Boulanger's business, Gutter Helmet, means never clean your gutters again. Oh my goodness, are we getting into Gutter Helmet season. Leaves are falling from the trees due to the drought, and now the winds and the rains, and down come the leaves, and full are your gutters. Well, never have to clean your gutters again. Get Gutter Helmet. It is the gutter covering that really does work. I know because we've had Gutter Helmet for 15 years. We had chance to re-up and redo because we had a new roof installed and some new guttering and new other things, and we had Harvey come out. He has the Dallas-Fort Worth franchise for Gutter Helmet and do Gutter Helmet on our gutters. And couldn't be happier. This is a product. You need to see it to understand how it works, but it's called a nose-forward design. It goes out over the gutter and then has a turndown that comes back and around, so the water comes down off the roof, and by capillary action, it goes into the clean gutters. Leaves come down off the roof, and they wash down onto the ground where you can easily deal with them with the blower and the mower and the rake and whatever you want to use. You don't want them in your gutter. It's a lot easier to deal with them dry down on the ground than it is wet and icky up in the gutters. Gutter Helmet fits over existing gutters with that nose-forward design, and it really does work. We've had it, like I say, 15 years. It has been fabulous. All kinds of colors to match the roofing on your home. Call Harvey Boulanger. Let him bring samples. Let him give you an estimate. 817-360-2505. 817-360-2505. That's Gutter Helmet, Harvey Boulanger at rbcroofing.com. Gutter Helmet, 817-360-2505, rbcroofing.com. It's Gutter Helmet.
At Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Plano, they find pride in being trusted to serve Texas's best communities. They're there when you need them, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, at George Bush and Preston in Plano. And they're very proud to sponsor this segment of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's Neil.
Thank you, Stubby. All right, we're going back to the phones. I'm going to ask that you be really succinct in your question, and I'll try to get right to my answer. Helen in Stephenville was held over from the last hour. Helen, how can I help you with those lavender plants?
Yes, sir. My question is, don't you think that 3 days isn't enough time to plant after spreading Roundup in the middle of a lush coastal field?
It no depends matter what? Totally on which Roundup product was used. Roundup is an overall umbrella name for a variety of products.
Oh.
And some of them are totally inactive in the soil. Some of them you could plant 5 minutes later, as soon as it's dry.
So okay, so that's not the reason why most of them died for that man.
I would think that Texas heat would be the reason that most of them died. It's
okay.
Just so hot and putting them out in the sun and the heat. It's
okay.
Tough to grow lavender in our state.
Okay, gotcha. Well, I'm sorry to talk so long.
No, that's okay. Hey, I appreciate your call very much. Have a great day in Stephenville.
Bye.
Thank you, Helen. Bye-bye. We'll take a second call, somebody who waited very patiently as well. Normally, we only take one in this segment, but Sam is in Fairfield. Sam, how can I help you?
Neil, I have a redbud tree that is thriving in a clay pot. I want to transplant it to the ground. Mm-hmm. I want to know when to do that and any preparation for the ground.
How large is the pot? How tall is the tree?
The pot is about a 10-inch square and round, and the tree is about 18 inches high.
Okay, so it has not rooted out through the drain hole. It's still in the pot completely.
Yes.
Okay. What I would do between now and October is I would lift it every couple of weeks to make sure that no root grows out the drain hole and roots into the soil. You don't want that to happen because that would make it much harder to move. It's probably not going to happen quickly, so I think you're safe there. October, probably the second half of October would be the ideal time to transplant it. And I would put a stake alongside it, Sam, to make sure that no animal or well-intentioned human on a mower or a goat or a beaver or a big horse, anything comes along and tramples it. But October is a great time for planting potted trees to get them started. Then water it really well.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for waiting on me. I appreciate that. I'm going to take a break. We'll come back and we will help both Pat and Erica in the next segment before I take another break after that. And then we'll start to give the phone number and fill back in again. I got behind a little bit. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is my book. And if you missed the first hour, we took delivery on the third printing of this book 6 days ago. And I have more than 2,000 copies in our dining room, our kitchen, our sunroom, our hallway. What else? I don't think they're in the living room yet, but there will be. We've sent several we've sent a pickup load to the post office. They're out, already getting feedback that people have them and they love them. They have one-day delivery. Oh, that's a killer to see that on Facebook when 80, 90% of the people are still waiting. But I'm grateful. These are small problems, and within about 3 or 4 days, they'll all be in the mail. It's taking a long time to do the special signs, the special signatures. Some of the inscriptions are 20 words long, and it takes me about 10 times as long to do those as what we call simple signs, where people just want my name on the book. So anyway, that's the reason for taking a good while with these. I just want to do them all correctly. Anyway, they're about to go out. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. If you didn't get one, it's $33.95 plus tax and postage. It has 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, and it is ultra comprehensive on all aspects of outdoor gardening in the Lone Star State. See what all these people are abuzz about and have your own copy. It will get it mailed. It may be 4 or 5 days for yours, but we'll get it in the mail. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. It is not in stores, not on Amazon. You order it from neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
Come shop in the shade of a beautiful 7-acre nursery and discover the power of Texas tough perennial shrubs and trees with a visit to Shades of Green Nursery in Frisco. The time to plant colorful crepe myrtles is while they're in bloom. You'll find a huge variety of colors and sizes to choose from at Shades of Green. Container grown and ready for a place in your landscape. Come choose yours today. Is it too early to think about Christmas? No way! Backed by popular demand is Shades of Green's Christmas Tree Pre-Order Program. By pre-ordering your premium fresh cut Christmas tree, you can save 10% and receive free delivery within 10 miles from the nursery. Shades of Green will be offering high quality noble firs and Fraser firs ranging from 8 to 10 feet tall. Check out the website for details. The program ends September 8th. Need some planting ideas and suggestions? Well, call Shades of Green to sign up for a landscape design with their professional in-house designers. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com. That's shadesofgreeninc.com for weekly specials and upcoming events.
For more than 20 years, I've told you about Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. They hold the patents. They led the way. First with a warranty that's transferable owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. Don't let expanding and contracting clay soils tear up your foundation and ruin your house. Call for their free home inspection. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. It's foundationrepairs.com.
The folks at Ace are ready to help you with your lawn care. They feature the best products from Scotts, Miracle-Gro, Ortho, and more, all selected to keep your lawn and garden looking their best. And you get local experts with great advice to get the job done right. Great service is at the top of their list. Stop by your local Ace store and pick up Scotts Halt's pre-emergent weed killer granules to keep your lawn looking great. Visit acehardware.com to find the store nearest you. That's acehardware.com.
Let me tell you right now about Baylor Scott & White Medical Centers. There are many, many Baylor Scott & White Medical Centers around Texas, North Texas, Central Texas. They are fabulous. They're renowned for the quality of their medical care. And in those facilities, those scores of facilities, there are thousands of doctors in Texas, but there's only one of you. And you say, oh my goodness, how can I find the match? Well, at Baylor Scott & White Health, they are dedicated to providing quality care close to home, and they've made it easy to find Dr. Wright. Go to finddrwright.com, and search thousands of providers by location, specialty, gender, and name. The experienced doctors at Baylor Scott & White Health have one focus in mind, providing quality care for you. From cardiovascular care to primary care, Baylor Scott & White Health can help you find the right doctor right now. You need to visit finddrwright.com to find the right doctor for you and your family. I hope that you'll do that. I can tell you from our family's firsthand experience, where they saved our daughter's life several years ago at Baylor Scott & White in Plano, to the service that my wife gives as a board member of Baylor Scott & White McKinney. She loves that service, I might add. That was kind of a give back for all the wonderful things they did for our family, for saving Aaron's life, and also for the care that I've been getting. Cardiovascular, gastroenterological, I think I did not say that correctly, and for orthopedic, for a knee issue that's going on, and other things, they're just the best. Baylor, Scott & White Medical Center of Plano and McKinney and all around, they are great. FindDRWright.com.
Baylor Scott & White Medical Center. McKinney has served the healthcare needs of the community since 2012, and we're still growing. We've doubled the size of our ER, built out our fifth floor, and added a new physician's office building. We proudly sponsor this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Here's Neil.
Thank you, Stubby. Now, let's get these folks who've been so patient in waiting, let's get them some help. Pat is in Bedford. Pat, thank you for calling.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I've got a Rose of Sharon. I think I had it about 3 years now. It's about 6 feet tall, and it puts out buds, but they never flower.
Has that happened each of those years?
Yes, I've never had a flower, any of the buds flower.
Well, you kind of got yorked on that one, didn't you? That's not
something
good.
Something like that.
Yeah. What happens with plants in the hibiscus family, and that's where that is, is that they will abort buds when they face any kind of sudden change in temperature or moisture. And so if we have a tropical hibiscus, for example, that we're growing in a pot around the swimming pool, and we let that pot get a little bit too dry, then it will start aborting its buds. Normally it's not 100%. Normally it's 30, 40, 50% of the buds will fall. If you have a hardy hibiscus, a mallow, that will happen. A Confederate rose, that will happen. Other plants in that same general category, you'll see a lot of the buds on the ground. And it does happen with Rose of Sharon. This year would have been extraordinary, because we went from relatively cool May weather to horrible weather in June and dry. It was as abrupt a change as I recall seeing in many, many years, where it just turned hot and dry overnight. It was a revolving door. We came in one side and went out the other side, and oh my goodness gracious, what happened? And I thought, that was my first thought when I saw an extended forecast for hot and dry. Man, I'll bet it'd be a bad year for Rose of Sharon plants. And so, like I said,
it's about 3 years old. And
right. Well, that's the most common cause, Pat. The other thing, and you can certainly check this at any time if you still have some buds, insects called thrips will get into buds, into tightly petaled buds. And they're little sliver-shaped insects that will feed on the buds while they're still in bud form. They are what will cause spots on rose petals when roses open. Now, on daylilies, you have a red daylily and it has little white specks, little white just splatters on the inside when it opens. That's from thrips. Well, if you're having Rose of Sharon, Althea buds that are aborting, lots of times it's very possible that thrips will be there. In gardenia buds, the petals will have brown spots. They're pinhead size spots. So
now,
you can look for those.
To eradicate those?
You would use systemic insecticide, something like imidacloprid, the common systemic insecticide, imidacloprid. It's going to be at every garden center that handles inorganic insecticides. It's the most common insecticide in the world right now. You'd put it on the ground and let it be soaked up. You have to have about a 3 week lead time. But I would check now to see if you're seeing thrips. And then I'd treat next year if you do find them this year. They're not known to be really prone to those. I don't know that that's a huge problem. You could do a little online research and see if thrips, it's always in the plural, thrips. And
right.
I would just look up Althea and see if Althea and thrips are a common match online.
I see. I appreciate your help, Neil.
Well, you are a very patient soul, and I'm grateful. So
thank you.
Have a good day. Thanks for the call. Let me go to Erica in the colony. Erica, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for waiting on me.
Yes. So my question is, how do I get rid of nutsedge grass in our flower beds? It is awful, and we have tried Roundup and Ortho specifically for nutsedge, and it just never dies, it seems. And I just don't really honestly have the time to be out there every day spraying each blade and then pulling it after the tuber dies. So I need your expertise, please.
My experience has been that the products Sedge Hammer and Image, and also one called Sedge Ender, have worked very, very well. I have more experience with Image. That's what I used originally, and I have not had an outbreak since, so I haven't had any firsthand experience with the others. But commercial people tell me that Sedge Hammer works very, very well for them. And then one of my really good advertisers has Sedge Ender. So all three of those are good. Roundup is older than those products, and at a time, there was a time when that was all we had to recommend, but it's not very effective, and we knew that. Mm-hmm. And then when these others came along, we said, hallelujah. Now, let me back up. Roundup is very effective on grasses, but this is not a grass. And let me explain to other people, because a lot of people call this nut grass. The way that you can tell them apart, grasses and sedges, nut sedge, this little thing that people call nut grass, has triangular stems. If you pull one of them up for purpose of identification and roll it between your index finger and your thumb, you're going to feel a triangular stem. If you pull up a piece of grass, like Bermuda grass or Johnson grass, and roll it, you're going to realize that it's round. And so that's how you distinguish sedges from grasses. For the sedges, those three products are very effective. The problem you have right now on the 19th of August is that you are at the tail end of treatment time. I think you could still put out image. They normally say two applications, both of them 30 days apart, both of them being made before September 15. And so that would mean August 15 would be the first one. When you placed your call to my program this morning, it probably was August 15. You were on hold a long time. But I think if you put it out now, I think you'd be okay. I wouldn't wait any more time. Sedgehammer has one application in its instructions, and so it might be another option. It's a little more of a commercial product than the Image is. Image is more for consumers. And let me also warn you, Image is also an umbrella name. You need to get the original Image product. These companies that get a great product and then try to capitalize on its name by bringing in all kinds of other products under that name, it's really frustrating to those of us who are trying to recommend and help them with their original product. All of a sudden, we have to explain, you don't want all these over here. You want the original one. That's what we're trying to send you to. So,
Okay. Yeah,
you're looking for the original Image that is specifically targeting Nutsedge. A nurseryman can help you with that, or a really good product person can help you. And then Sedge Ender out of the Bonide line, I don't have firsthand experience, but it's a very reputable company.
Okay. One quick follow-up question
sure.
to this is, we have a separate flower bed, maybe a 3x5, that's a built-in planter box, if you will, and it's for herbs and things that we would eat. I wouldn't think that I would want to put these chemicals into the soil that I would be growing herbs and rosemary and peppers in and then eat that. Would you agree?
Would I agree that you wouldn't want to do that?
Well, you wouldn't want to do that. Is there a natural anything that you know of that would be okay to treat the soil? Or I don't know how to – I mean, it's a separate box, but it's – I feel like we
it,
put –
It would not bother soil. Me to put these in an edible garden area, vegetable garden area.
Okay.
But now there's a disclaimer on that. But you're going to need a year to make sure that the Nutsedge is out of there before you plant vegetables, because when you have edible crops in there, you mm-hmm. can't be using another round of the Image or the Sedgehammer or any of them. And so I would convert it to a flower bed or something for a year before I went back to vegetables. So it doesn't bother me to have these products in the soil. They're going to be dissipated by the time I'm going back in there with the vegetables. I don't have any problem. There is nothing you can use that's going to be as effective. That's the problem. That's what we didn't have before these came along. We were out there using all kinds of anything that we could try to see if we could get help. This is the most tenacious weed we have, this and bamboo.
It is awful.
It is very awful. It is very awful. I posted information on this on my Facebook page 5 or 6 days ago, and some woman at the very end of all of the comments, it had 30,000 people looking at it. By then, and somebody said, well, it's pretty. Why don't we just use it as a turf grass? And the comments back were not polite. So you are wanting to do that to us, are you now? Really? I don't think so. But anyway, I would, if that little bed is clean of the nutsedge now, then I wouldn't worry about it. I'd just not treat it. I'd go on. But if you have the nutsedge in there, then I'd treat it, maybe grow those herbs in pots for a year.
Yeah, I don't know where it came from, except my only thought is that it came from a bag of potting soil. I don't know if that's possible, but that's when it all started coming up.
It probably, if that's how it evolved, then yes, that probably is where it came from. Normally, potting soils should have been heat treated to avoid that, and also could have been screened to get the nutlets out of them, and just a lot of. It was not a good product, apparently. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Well,
anyway, that should get you started.
Background noise. I was on hold, and I'm at church, and I'm
good for you.
Greeting. So I just took a call back here, so sorry about the noise.
You're doing fine. That's a valid excuse. We'll give you a pass on that one.
Well, thank you, sir.
Have a great day. All righty. I'll be greeting at church in an hour and a half as well, so I understand. All right, and that takes care of all of the calls that had to hold for so long. I am starting now. I did not give the number for half an hour for that very reason. You will have minimum wait if you call right now. We had a full phone bank. I have nothing right now. I got no calls. I have no calls. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Do I need calls? Oh, yeah. Give us a call right now, 800-288-9227. Please, please. Let me tell you about Dallas Plumbing right now. If you have plumbing issues and it's a Sunday morning and you're saying, oh my goodness, it's going to be a long time till Monday morning, well, you don't have to wait. You can call the emergency number for Dallas Plumbing. It's the same number you call for their specials, for their other things. And that number is 214-761-6779. Call them right now, and they can be at your home very shortly to solve any kind of plumbing issues you might have. If you have air conditioning problems, they can help you with that as well. They have a special going on right now at Dallas Plumbing, where they will put your air conditioning system through a 15-point checkup, and that's $79 for each system you have. If you like the service, you can sign up for their twice-yearly plan for just $80 more. Now, we have that service at our home, and I'm about to call them tomorrow and get it booked for our home as soon as possible. I have one of the systems I noticed at my home office when I went back there this morning that it's not registering quite right. There's something not working properly, so I'm going to call and see what might be going on there. We had a lot of lightning last night, a lot of power outages. Maybe it's just a reset on the thermostat. But anyway, Dallas Plumbing, that's the company that we have called for years. That's the company you should call for yours. 214-761-6779. Website has a lot of other great specials, and that is dallasplumbing.com. The favor I ask, though, is let them know that you heard about them on my program, on radio. This gardening guy was talking about you. That's all you have to say. 214-761-6779, dallasplumbing.com.
Licenses M39503 and TACLA 38830C.
I forgot that I came back very quickly. Taking a nice big drink of water there. Mueller, why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Mueller's backyard buildings are easy to assemble, they're affordable, and they offer a permanent storage solution right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and more than 30 colors from which to choose, their backyard building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. From workshops to big barns, these pre-engineered, bolt-together buildings come in a variety of size and color options. You can also visit them online at MuellerInc.com. Let's spell that one now, class. MuellerInc.com to get a free customized building estimate. And while you're there, click on their color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER today. That's 877-268-3553. Or visit them at MuellerInc.com. That's 877-268-3553, or visit them at MuellerInc.com, because Mueller means more.
Now, what's trending
on WBAP and WBAP.com?
Hit-and-run drivers killed two women in two separate accidents during the night. I'm Dennis Martin from the WBAP Classic Dodge of Denton 24/7 News Desk.
ClassicChevrolet.com, WBAP.
First traffic and weather on the ones.
A reminder that Highway 175 is affected by construction in both directions between Highway 310 and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Construction also affecting southbound 35E as it approaches Highway 180. And construction ties things up on southbound 35W just before it reaches I-30. Let us know about any traffic problems you see. Call the traffic tip hotline at 214-765-5299. And now the WBAP forecast. It's going to be hot and humid today, with a chance for some showers and thunderstorms. Officially, we'll hit 97 degrees. It's going to feel like 104. Sunday night, cloudy, 50-50 chance for rain and storms. Overnight low, 78. Monday, hot, humid, high temperature, probably around 94, but it's going to feel more like 100. Right now, it is partly cloudy and 83 degrees in Dallas. A hit-and-run driver ran down two people on rented bicycles early this morning on Riverfront Boulevard near Cadiz Street. A woman riding one of the bicycles was killed. The man riding next to her was seriously injured. Car that hit them did not stop. Crashed into a concrete planter box in front of an abandoned business. The driver was then seen running into a nearby bar where he was given a field sobriety test. 22-year-old Jacob Albiar failed that test and was arrested for intoxication manslaughter. A woman in a motorized wheelchair was run down and killed by a hit-and-run driver last night at the intersection of Forest Lane and Greenville Avenue. She was crossing Forest Lane within an unmarked crosswalk when she was hit. The vehicle that crashed into her also did not stop. Dallas police are looking for that driver now. Right now, fair skies, 81 degrees in Fort Worth. From the WBAP News Desk, I'm Dennis Martin. Next update's at 10 o'clock. 24/7 news coverage at WBAP.com.
Thank you, Dennis, very much. Let me tell you about Andy's Sprinkler, Drainage, and Lighting right now. We were out and about this before the rain came in last night. I wasn't sure exactly what was going to happen, and I wanted to test my Rachio controller. We were headed to town, and I took out my phone and I punched in Rachio and I punched in a couple of stations that I wanted to do a test on, and there it started. That is the coolest thing. Love it. And Andy's installed it for me. Actually installed three of them. I could have started any of the systems I wanted to. Let me tell you a little bit about Andy Sprinkler Drainage and Lighting. These are people who are really experts at water in the landscape, water conservation, irrigation efficiency. They know that you'll probably fix easy things in your landscape, in your irrigation, but they are there for the tough jobs. Things like malfunctioning or broken valves, those can be really challenging, especially if you don't know where the valve is. Yikes! Stations that don't water at all, zones that won't turn on, controller installations and calibrations, including smart controllers. Smart controllers in the hands of I'm going to refer to myself dullard installers. That's me. It's not the best combination. Line leaks and water flow pressure adjustments, rain freeze sensors that aren't working, and any other irrigation repair that's beyond your comfort zone. That's when Andy's can step in and rescue you. Andy's experts use and serve all major brands. They're certified professional contractors for Rainbird, Hunter, and Rachio irrigation equipment and NDS drainage products. Andy's recruits ag and horticulture graduates and and trains them within the Andes system. Andes people are TCEQ licensed. Andes specializes in retrofitting to drip irrigation for beds, gardens, perimeters, and landscape plantings. And Andes provides moisture control through sprinkler management and drainage system installations and improvements. Now, I hope that you will contact Andes, for example, for landscape lighting as well, serving all of Dallas and Tarrant counties and much of Denton and Collin counties. Here is the phone number for Andes Sprinklers, Drainage, and Lighting, 972-418-6998. Andes, 972-418-6998, sprinklerdrainage.com. SprinklerDrainage.com or TrustAndes.com. TrustAndes.com. That's 972-418-6998 for Andes.
Rush is always right.
You're crying over the fact that you have all of this control, all of this influence, and you still couldn't beat who you think is the biggest idiot to ever run for office.
Rush Limbaugh.
Tomorrow morning at 11 on the News and Talk of Texas.
News Talk 820.
WBAP. WBAP.com.
If you're thinking about getting some kind of new window treatment, let me step up to the front of the line, up in the front of the class, and I'm holding my hand up and I'm waving it. Teacher, 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 call on me, please. I want to suggest Sunburst Shutters. Before you make any decision, please consider Sunburst Shutters. This is a company where they make the shutters for you. They come to your home. They measure the windows. Do you know that windows are not all the same size? You say, Neil, that's preposterous. We built our house, and we built, I'm just going to pick a number. We chose 30 by 48 inch windows all around our house. They're all the same size. Well, okay, but here's where the wheels came off. They were all put in, and then taping and bedding went around them. And that was not done to the exact same specifications. That's done with trowels, and that's not precise. And that's where you begin to get leaks of light and air into your home and out of your home. And that's where Sunburst Shutters makes a huge difference, because they measure every window. And I don't know what the unit of measure is that they have on their rulers. I'm going to ask that next time that I'm talking to Colin. I'm going to ask, do you go to 64th of an inch? What do you go to? Because their shutters are the most energy efficient shutters around. Part of it is because of those individual measurements. Part of it is because they are made of polywood. It is a man-made material that doesn't crack or warp or split or peel. It's not true wood. It just looks like wood. It just looks better than wood. It's white or off-white, and it's fabulous. 2.5, 3.5, or 4.5 inch louvers. I can talk all day long as I say to my friends, pull up a chair. I'll tell you about Sunburst Shutters. And then they say, I'll be back Friday. So anyway, you need to let them come out and show you these in your windows, and you'll see why I get so excited. Sunburst Shutters, made of polywood, also available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. You can see them online, and you don't have to endure my sales pitch. Sunburstshutters.com. Sunburstshutters.com, 214-314-343-2601. 214-343-2601, sunburstshutters.com.
Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Plano is simply a source of hope for you and your loved ones. They're proud to work with you to grow a healthier community. And they're proud to sponsor this segment of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening to help you grow a healthier garden. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Stubby. Going right back to the phone lines in just a moment, but I want to get this message in. I'm trying to do it once a program. Calling all bikers. This is something very important to me right now and to many of us who work for Serenity High. Serenity High's Ride for Recovery. This is the first time we've ever tried this. A motorcycle run fundraiser is set for Saturday, September 22nd, just a month away now. Pre-register online and receive a free commemorative t-shirt if you're one of the first 50 riders to sign up. The event will open up at 8:30. Kickstands up at 11. This event is both a ride and a celebration of the grand opening of the new permanent home of Serenity High, the nation's only public recovery high school and a part of McKinney ISD. Many of you over the years have helped us raise funds for the permanent facility of Serenity High, and now there will be one. It will open tomorrow, actually, and the official grand opening will be September 22nd. You're invited. That will be at 1 o'clock. The ride will start at 8:30, kickstands up at 11. Visit SerenityHighRideForRecovery.com for all the details. SerenityHighRideForRecovery.com. I hope you'll come out and join us. We would love to have you there. All right, we go back to the phone lines. We go to Brenda in Gordonville. Brenda, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes,
ma'am. I appreciate you taking my call. I had a question about the, I believe you call it rosette disease that gets on the knockout roses.
And all roses, yes, ma'am.
Yes, and it's horrible, deadly. Anyway, we experienced that this late spring, early summer with two roses, and we dug those out as you recommended and disposed of everything we could get out of the ground. My question is, can that spread to other types of plants? I had a hardy.
No, just roses.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I had a hardy hibiscus, a Texas star, that was real close to one of the roses, and it has not did not bloom this year at all. Its leaves were curled, and
that could be cotton root rot, but it will not be. It, I guarantee you, will not be a rosette virus.
Well, I didn't take any chances and took it out anyway, but that was my question. Now, is the rosette virus, is that soil-borne? Am I, should I not put anything back in this tree?
Rose rosette is transmitted by a microscopic mite that is wind-blown, and there's enough of those mites and enough of that disease that it is picked up in gusts of wind and carried great distances. That's why we want to get rid of any of the infected plants. In theory, once an area has been cleaned out, all roots have been taken out. I'm uncomfortable replanting for a year or two, but I'm told by expert rosarians and plant pathologists that you could probably replant faster than that. But I like to tell people to wait a year if you're going to try roses again. I have a hard time right now recommending roses until a better workaround with that disease, since it is fatal and we don't have any kind of cure or preventive. Just do something else.
Right. I will. My husband had bought roses. I'm not a big fan just because of all the diseases.
I finally weighed in last year. I said, okay, after 6 years of dealing with rosette in the Metroplex, mm-hmm. I'm willing to cast a vote in favor of one plant that I think grows the same height, offers mm-hmm. much the same color at the same time of year, by and large, and is a very durable replacement, and that would be dwarf crepe myrtles. Okay. I didn't suggest those initially, but I've watched them since, and I'm very satisfied with that suggestion.
Okay.
So, anyway.
One last question on your new book. Is that available at your office in McKinney?
It is, although Gretchen is not there full time now because we're so busy trying to get the things out.
Okay.
I don't even know if she has her supply yet. All of them were brought to our home. They're everywhere at the house. But yeah, it will be.
Okay, I live up on Texoma, but I work in McKinney, so I thought that might be an option and save the.
It'll save you a couple of dollars. Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Brenda. Thanks for calling. Let me go to Lynn in Dallas. Lynn, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes.
We have about a 35-year-old Schiffelera, and each year we take it outside and then bring it back in winter. And this year I didn't realize that the root had grown through the bottom of the giant pot it's in and sealed it off. And when the sprinklers got to it, it got completely saturated. I repotted it, but it's still looking very, very bad.
So, in other words, it got overly wet and wilted badly?
Yes, and it water was standing in about 2 inches deep.
Yeah, I had that happen to another type of plant. That's tough. What happens when that happens is the pot seals off, and you lose all the roots because they have no oxygen. They just drown, And I don't know if you can save that. I really don't know how much of the root system is left. One thing you'll want to do is to trim it drastically.
Okay.
And odd as it sounds, I was doing some consulting work at a home back a long time ago, 45 years ago, paying for the birth of our second child at a very well-known home in the Dallas area. Very, very well-known home. And that particular gentleman did not care for the Schifflera I had bought for him. And so I took it home, and it was way too big for our house. I cut it way back, and it turned out to make a beautiful plant. And you can do that if you have to. Now, the problem that you face with that one is it's weakened already, so I don't know if there's any comeback oomph left in it, but that's your best chance is to trim it back by 80% probably and hope that there are enough roots that it can rebound.
Okay. I brought it inside to avoid the heat stress.
Yes.
Okay. And, well, this one got its start when our 40-year-old son was about 2 years old, three, and he did a dramatic cutting on it. And it just flourished after that. So
yes. But maybe we'll time for another one.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, good luck with it. I hope that helped. Thank you. All right, let me get my last ad break out of the way. I'll do a quick version. This is for eGardens, my free electronic newsletter. Take a look at it, folks. Go to neilsperry.com and click on eGardens, on the eGardens tab. That website, by the way, is where you buy my newest book, if you care to do that. And but anyway, eGardens is there, and you can sign up for it. It is free, always will be. I don't spam you. It comes out Thursday night from my computer to your inbox, and I do most of the writing of it. There are five stories each week, and one of them is Gardening This Weekend, where I tell you things that need to be done that are extremely time-sensitive. And also, if there are outbreaks of insects or diseases, I will alert you right there in eGardens. Take a look at the most recent examples, the issues of eGardens. The last two or three issues of eGardens are there for you to look at. But this way, if you sign up for it, it will be in your inbox every Thursday evening right at 6 o'clock. Neil Sperry's eGardens at neilsperry.com. Texas Pure Products takes tons and tons of yard waste from Plano, Allen, Frisco, Richardson, and McKinney. Through a sophisticated and huge composting facility, they turn it into the finest, most uniform compost you'll find anywhere. Give your plants the best. OMRI listed and USDA Organics approved. Order in bulk from TexasPureProducts.com or by calling 972-769-4150. To find local retailers who handle their products bagged, go to TexasPureProducts.com.
When it comes time to work on your lawn, the folks at Ace are ready to help. They know you have a list of things you need, and Ace has them, from quality brands you trust. The best products from Scotts, Miracle-Gro, Ortho, and more. All hand-selected to keep your lawn and garden looking their very best. Your neighborhood Ace store also has local experts who know the right questions to ask to make sure you get everything you need. And once they've helped you check off all the items on your list, they'll give you some helpful advice too, so you get the job done right. Because at Ace, they have their own list, and great service is at the top. Remember, it's outstanding products from Scotts, Miracle-Gro, Ortho, and more, combined with the experts at your local Ace store. Stop by that local Ace store and pick up Scotts Halts Pre-Emergent Weed Killer Granules to keep your lawn looking great. Visit acehardware.com to find the store nearest you. That's acehardware.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Hey!
Severe storms in Texas pop up quickly with wind and hail that can damage your roof. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788. Schedule your free roof inspection or visit wbroofing.com. They've been in business more than 28 years. Wortham Brothers Roofing provides the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. That's Wortham Brothers Roofing. 972-562-5788. wbroofing.com.
Covington's Nursery, an 18-acre full-service nursery and garden center with a huge assortment of beautiful flowers, perennials, vines, shrubs, and trees, and a great selection of vegetables, herbs, and fruit trees for your edible garden. Their annual 75% off parking lot clearance sale is in progress for a limited time more. Fruit trees, various trees, shrubs, perennials, and annuals at drastically reduced prices. Also, 25% off home and garden decor in the gift shop, plus all pottery, metal yard art, and concrete fountains, statuary, urns, benches, and bird baths. Their lawn and garden services team provides professional lawn and landscape fertilization and weed and insect control to keep your yard healthy and great looking. This is a great time to work with one of the Covington's landscape design team professionals to start planning your new landscape. Go to CovingtonNursery.com to learn more. Family owned since 1972, open 7 days a week at 5518 President George Bush Highway at State Highway 66 in Rowlett. And that's CovingtonNursery.com, 972-475-5888.
At Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, McKinney, our roots are deep, our commitment is strong. We proudly partner with you to grow a healthier community, and we're proud to sponsor this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening to help you grow a healthier garden. Once again, here's our friend Neil Sperry.
Thank you, sir, and let's go right back to the phone lines. Let's go to Fred in Euless. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
Well, how can I help you? I have about a minute.
I know. Hey, I've got a tree that we planted about 10 years ago. I want to say it's like a Chinese oak or something. It's got the really small leaves. It's about 10 years old, and it's got these clusters of, they look like green berries when it's growing. And then in the wintertime, when all the leaves fall off, all these berry clusters turn black and just fall to the ground. I'm wondering if you know, but it's when the leaves turn, they're like a bright, purple, red. I guess it depends on how much rain we've
had. It's probably Chinese pistachio, not oak. I don't know of an oak that would fit that category. Oaks all have acorns.
I think you're right.
Okay.
Chinese pistachio. Is that normal? Because those clusters, they fall all over the ground. They turn black.
Well, Chinese pistachios are either male or female. The trees are.
Right.
And the female trees will have the fruit. There's no way to distinguish early on whether you have a male or female pistachio tree. So, unfortunately, you have a 50-50 chance of getting the fruit. They do germinate, and so there are people who would rather not have the seedlings coming up. But, yeah, all of that's normal.
That's totally normal. Okay.
So sure.
Like a moth won't do any good.
Picking them off, you say?
Well, sure. Just cutting off the clusters. They're
That's going to keep them from that. That will keep them from falling. Sure. Hey, I got to run, but hey, thank you. I appreciate your call. Everybody, happy gardening.